Well, Maria Zakharova is the head spokesperson for the Russian Ministry of Information, and she just came out in a big press conference. The video is on Infowars.com as we speak. We're going to post it in the live show feed as well. Breaking video. Russia tells the U.S., we have found your biological weapons, which they're now, Victoria Nuland is confirming their bioweapon labs, but saying it's Ukraine's. But I have the Washington Post from 2005 saying Obama paid for it and did it. So this is all exploding in their face, literally and figuratively. Here she is talking.
Suggesting, Ms. Zakharova, that the Russians have now discovered the remnants, vestiges of chemical and biological weapons factories, and also adding that the United States is in control of all these sites. Now, just in April of 2020, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine issued a stark statement completely categorically denying that the U.S. were running any biological weapons sites in Ukraine, as have the security services of Ukraine.
Global bombshell. State Department confirms U.S. operating bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Pentagon warns Putin may use nukes preemptively. And then we've got articles out today, along with the thousands of others that came out the last few weeks, a debunked conspiracy theory about U.S. bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine was seized upon by Russia and Chinese media outlets. You mean like the Associated Press years ago reporting on it? And so they have Business Insider and all these other groups out there running around saying none of this is true, when there were hearings yesterday where the Undersecretary of State came out and admitted this. So here's Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland admitting it.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I will be here for the next 4 hours live. And if you're a TV viewer, you notice that the screens are all dead in here. I had the crew do that as a symbol of what it'll be like during a nuclear war with the power off, literally, for years. And it's estimated that a large-scale nuclear war would kill at least 5 billion people. A billion would die in a basic exchange between Europe, the United States against Russia, and back against the West. And then an estimated 4 billion people would then starve to death in the next 2 years. Will humanity destroy ourselves is the big question. Again, I want to really thank you all for joining us today. We've truly reached information overload point. So let me just tell you what we have here today and the three big guests that are going to be joining us. We have the Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, the Ukraine Eastern Europe expert, she's called, who helped architect the overthrow of the Russian-backed leader 8 years ago and was recorded on tape admitting that. She has now come out under oath in hearings and admitted the U.S. is running level 4 bioweapon labs in Ukraine and near the border with Russia. And now they're claiming the Russians are going to get the bioweapons and release them on everybody. So first, they had thousands of articles written the last week when the Russians came out and said there's bioweapon labs. And the media all said it's not true. They had countless articles saying Alex Jones is a Russian agent. InfoWars are Russians because they're reporting the Russians are telling the truth. I don't side with anybody except God and my family and my country. And if the Russians are lying, I'll say they're lying. When they're telling the truth, I'll tell you that they're telling the truth. Because I could go back to the U.S. Pentagon funding tens of billions of dollars, over $10 billion the last decade in Ukraine. And all of this is going on. And there's Wall Street Journal articles and Department of Energy reports and National Geographic reports. I mean, we put a video together last week. I've aired it several times this week, dealing with the bioweapon labs. Greg Reese did a report, and we just show you the articles and news clips and government documents where they admit all of this. So that's a fact. And now they've gone from denying it to saying, the Russians are going to get the bioweapons and release them, as if the Russians don't have their own bioweapons, as if they need to go invade and take over labs to do it. So this is just one more thing the New World Order has done to stir up and get in the Russians' face. Not just missiles, not just weapons, not just moving nukes close to Russia's border and delivery systems, but now confirming the bioweapon labs. Unbelievable. Yeah, there it is. Russia says U.S. has bio labs with plague and anthrax. Ukraine, U.S. calls it absurd. But that was 5 days ago. Now they have done an about-face and have reversed all of that and said, okay, it's real. It really happened. Global bombshell. State Department confirms U.S. operating bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Pentagon warns Putin may use nukes preemptively. And then we've got articles out today, along with the thousands of others that came out the last few weeks, a debunked conspiracy theory about U.S. bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine was seized upon by Russia and Chinese media outlets. You mean like the Associated Press years ago reporting on it? And so they have Business Insider and all these other groups out there running around saying none of this is true, when there were hearings yesterday where the Undersecretary of State came out and admitted this. So here's Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland admitting it.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Last question.
Oh, yeah, is Russia going to invade the whole world? Is Russia going to teach five-year-old boys they're really girls? Are they going to open up the U.S. borders? Are they going to devalue the dollar? Are they going to cut off the Keystone Pipeline so that we go bankrupt? Are they going to shut down all the small businesses and say we're not essential? Are they going to finance the Wuhan lab with Fauci and Gates and then release the virus and then inject us with a deadly poison gene therapy that turns off our immune system and gives us blood clots and heart attacks? Oh, no, that's you. The New World Order that has hijacked our country. And that's what Jesus said. They said, Christ, how will we know who's good and who's bad? Because the devil can quote scripture, can masquerade as angel of light. And Christ said, you will judge them by their fruits. You judge a tree by its fruits. And what is the fruits of the people that now have hijacked this country? They hate the Midwest. They hate the South. They hate hard workers in the Western areas and Northern California. They hate everybody that loves God. And they've been starting a war with Russia for a long time and now poked Putin to come in there. And now they're blaming all the commodity prices exploding, and the oil prices exploding on Putin. When that's just the icing on the cake and the cherry on top, the new increases, they were all going to continue on at high levels. Now they can just blame that.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a big deal. And again, it's all over Twitter and Instagram, everywhere. People are sending me links. People saying, how does Jones know again? How did he know weeks ago that these weapon labs were real and then indeed Russia was telling the truth and they were owned by the, quote, U.S.? Because we have articles going back to 2005 where they said all this. To counter the Russian threat, the U.S. is building these level 4 labs where, in the name of defense, they can produce weapons, just like what we saw at Wuhan. So let me show you some of these. I mean, it's not hard here to know the damn things were built there in the last 15 years. Here it is, Washington Post. U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioterrorism. August 30, 2005, Joe Warrick. And it says Obama is spending billions to build this network of labs. Exclusive. Detail webpage shows Obama led an effort to build a Ukrainian-based biolab handling especially dangerous pathogens. And it links through the Washington Post article admitting all that. Documents expose Barack Obama ordered construction of biolabs in Ukraine to create dangerous pathogens. Here's one out of the San Francisco News. There's a bunch of these. Al Gore reports on it, the secret U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. So now that this is coming out, they've gone from saying these labs didn't exist and that I'm a big liar and all the rest of it to, okay, they exist, but they're Ukrainian labs. We're worried the Russians are going to get it and release it. I mean, come on, people. And of course, we have the transcript of Nuland trying to overthrow Ukraine before, and they indeed did that under Obama. I mean, just look at that satanic woman. So do I lionize Putin and Russia? No. Am I naive? No. But are they the ones under attack? Has Russia been expansionist? No. The globalists running our country have been expansionist and are destroying the very nature of our country existing. And now they can try to get us to support the corrupt occupational government because we fear Russia. And China is 10 times the threat, in my view, that Russia is. But I have other guests on to give other perspectives because we're not a cult. It's like Sandy Hook. We barely ever even covered that in the aggregate, but the internet didn't think it happened. People questioned it. There were some anomalies. So I had people on that thought it happened and people that didn't think it happened. People would get mad and say, why are you having a couple of debates about this? You need to say it didn't happen. And I said many times, well, I can see how people think that. We've been lied to so much and then get sued for that so they can get rid of the First Amendment. It's preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I question Jesse Smollett. Of course I question a lot of these events. And it turns out Snake Island didn't happen. And the ghost of Kiev didn't happen. And the Russians didn't make the reactor leak. So, yeah. And it turns out Biden is involved with his son in the bio labs. It's right here. Absolutely incredible. Here are the letters. They break it all down. So, yes, we're vindicated again, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not hard to be vindicated when it's on record. They just think that other people don't know how to look up articles from 16, 17 years ago, but we do. Now, I said I would get to this. this segment, but I'm going to hit it at the bottom of the hour. And the January 6th tyranny and where it's going has really crystallized. It's gotten very crystal clear, and it's come to a head, and it's bad. And just like I could tell you, when they start faltering with their COVID-19 power grab, they'll announce that the power grab's over, but they'll keep doing it in places where they've got control, like Australia, like Germany, and like South Korea. And then they'll just bring it back here later, and now they're releasing documents saying they plan to bring it back right after the election. They thought they'd have it during the election, but people saw through it, so now they're kind of backing off until the election's over in 244 days. This is all confirmed. Strategist documents are out, letters are out. We've already covered it. So we know exactly what they're thinking. But before they ever did that, I said, as soon as they hit enough opposition, they'll claim it's over when it's not over, and then they'll launch a big war and then a cyber attack, because they don't even hide what they're planning in their policy reports. You know, a new video's out that's going viral of 2009 where I say they're going to release a virus and lock down cities and make you wear masks and track everywhere you go with vaccine passports, because that was in previous documents. But there I am before lockstep came out in 2011, nailing it, because it's all I do is studies people.
Rarely are people confronted or presented with a real 360 win or a non-zero-sum game. But I can tell you, getting high-quality, storable food from the top company in the United States that's ready to ship to you is a 360 win. We are in a total inflationary environment for the next 5-10 years, in my view. The globalists are devaluing all the major world currencies. Well, how do you get ahead of that? Well, you can buy real estate, but still, you got to pay property taxes on that. There's a lot of problems. It's not easy to offload. But with things like high-quality, storable food that's packaged very, very well, that lasts more than a decade, it's insurance you can eat. And by buying food now, you get around the inflation because, again, the food doesn't cost more in the future. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the U.S. after only 15 years in business because of great quality and very low prices ready to ship. And when you go to preparewithalex.com, a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com, you will find their full selection at the lowest prices anywhere out there. And that then also supports the broadcast. So you're getting high quality storable food at a very low price, ready to ship to you. You're funding InfoWars. You're keeping us on the air. You're getting insurance you can eat. And you, again, are hitting it early, so you beat inflation. A true 360 win. On the preparedness checklist, having high-quality, storable food is right up there at the top with self-defense, water, and transportation. So take care of that box now as the world goes into this deepening Great Reset crisis. Fund the info war, beat inflation, all in one spot. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. Again, PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. By visiting that, you go right to the page with the best deals on high-quality, storable food ready to ship.